Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome to the show today. Well, we have another exciting topic. We're here each and every morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to bring you topics that are enlightening, that are motivational, topics that will empower you to be a success in your journey as an entrepreneur and as a person. So I know the name of the show is all about entrepreneurs, and I know there are a lot of people who think, well, I'm not going to listen now because the show is no longer about me because I'm not an entrepreneur. Okay, maybe you don't have the formal or the official title as entrepreneur. However, I would offer the concept that within each and every one of us, there is an entrepreneur. Because when we stop to look at what an entrepreneur does, you fit those characteristics. Now, there may be one that doesn't fit, and that is maybe you didn't go and start your own business. But being proactive, being able to self-nurture yourself, being able to take risk, well, we do those things every single day. Being a problem solver, being a team player, making decisions, well, I'm sure you do those things each and every day. We all do. And in terms of starting a business, maybe you have not started a business, but you never know when you may have to start one. You know, if we look at the way of our economy, the way it's going, no one can say what tomorrow will hold. No one could say that, even when the economy was great. But certainly with all this uncertainty, all of this diversity in the economy, companies closing without giving you any notice, you never know when you may need to start a business. So at least here on the All About Entrepreneurs show, you can come and get some direction if you decide to go that way. Also, even if you don't start a business, you work in a business and you work for someone who has started a business. And to me, if I were you, it would behoove you to know about what's in that person's mindset. So that when you go to work, you can be a more effective player, a more effective employee, a more effective staff member. And possibly, for those of you who are tuned in, who maybe you don't want to start a business, or maybe you want to grow the business that you're in, where you work, you want your department, your division, or the company you work for, you want to see that company grow. Because let's face it, if companies don't grow, they stagnate. If they stagnate, they decline. And if a company has too many declines in a period of time, whether it's a quarter or 2 quarters or a year, eventually that division will go away, that department will close down, and possibly even the company may go away as well. So you don't want decline, you don't want decreases in productivity and service, because when that begins to happen, there's a problem. But what can stop a company from declining and decreasing in those areas is entrepreneurial thought. So you do need entrepreneurship, whether you're working for someone else or working for yourself. So working or just period, just as a human being in our communities, we need entrepreneurs. Dr. Horton, you know, pointed that out so well when we were in Virginia Beach at a conference there, on a business conference. Dr. Horton out of New York, Albany, New York, pointed that out so well, that we need entrepreneurs in our communities. Our local communities are hurting for entrepreneurship and social entrepreneurship. You know, there's that as well. And anyway, entrepreneurship is not just for someone who goes and opens a restaurant or a factory or a hair salon or an automobile shop or car dealership. You know, entrepreneurship is for everyone. So before I get into my topic today, I just wanted to throw that at you or run that by you, as some would say. So today I want to give you 21 empowerment strategies for entrepreneurs. But before I do that, I first want to definitely welcome you to the show this morning. If you're listening by telephone, if you're listening, tune in later to the archives, or if you're in the chat room, I definitely want to welcome you to the show. Glad that you could be with us. We really appreciate you. We're glad, and thank you for telling others about the show as well. So let people know when you tell them the name of the show, All About Entrepreneurs, is not just about starting a business. It's about being a business. You are a business. And so you have to manage yourself as the same way a person would manage a business, because you are the business, okay? And so wonderful. So that's, you know, part of my new talk is to encourage people and to let people know that you are the business and you must manage yourself and deal with yourself and handle yourself in such a way that you are successful. If Bill Gates wants his company successful and Mark Zuckerberg wants his company, Facebook, successful, you know, the owners of Ford and these other big companies, if they want their companies to be a success, then you ought to want your company, your business, which is you, you ought to want yourself to be a success. So I'm going to give you the 21 empowerment strategies for entrepreneurs. Now, a person may say, well, what exactly is empowerment? Empowerment, so I'm going to break empowerment down for you now. This will be a two-part show. We'll have today part one, and then we will have part two probably tomorrow if I don't have a guest, Thursday, or we will do it Friday. So part today I'm going to try to get through at least half of these empowerment strategies for entrepreneurs, 21. And the reason I use the number 21, the number 21 is significant because 21, well, 3 times 7 is 21, and we know 7 is God's perfect, is God's number for perfection. You know, God's number for wholeness. So 21 is complete, it's done, it's perfect. So 3 times 7, and we know a threefold cord is not easily broken. So there's power in three. Okay? So, but empowerment is having the knowledge and the ability and the capability to make decisions for yourself that lead to your success. So when you hear people talk about being empowered, you're like, what does that mean? Or you hear people say, I'm going to an empowerment conference or an empowerment seminar, an empowerment workshop. You want to make sure you go. When you hear the word empowerment, go. Because empowerment is, when people teach empowerment or teach you how to be empowered, what we're doing is we're teaching you how to discover what you already have, okay? You already have it inside of you. And what you need to do is take it, decide what you want to achieve, and use what you have to achieve it. That's what empowerment is, okay? So if you want to know more, just stay tuned, and we'll talk a little bit more about that at the end. So let me give you these 21 empowerment strategies for entrepreneurs. And who is an entrepreneur? That's right. Point to yourself. You. We're all entrepreneurs, whether we own a business or not. So number one, and you do own a business because you own you. You are a business. So number one, the first empowerment strategy I want to give you is don't speak negative thoughts. So many people, we have negative thoughts, but we don't have to speak them. It's a big difference in having a thought and then it becoming words. It's two totally different things. That's why he said, transform your mind. So we can, first of all, we're getting rid of those negative thoughts. And you know, negative thoughts, they're everywhere, and they come up so suddenly. They come up out of nowhere. You could be just literally walking down the street, and a negative thought might say, look at that, or look at this, or you may be going somewhere, on your way somewhere, and a negative thought would tell you, you don't need to, somewhere good, you know, somewhere that's for you. You don't need to do that. You know, sometimes a negative thought will tell me, you don't need to do the radio show. Nobody's tuning in. Nobody wants to get up at 7 a.m. and tune in to your radio show. Coach Lalisa, don't do the radio show. But I'd like to let you know, there are people listening. Don't worry, I see you on the phone lines. God bless you and good morning and welcome to the show today. So that's my point. You can't go by your thoughts, all right? You have to put your thoughts in check. In other words, don't let them be all over the place and do whatever they want to do. And then certainly don't speak it. And as a matter of fact, don't even think it. When that thought comes, shut it down. Shut it down. Kick it out of your head, because trust me, it will come. Number two, the second empowerment strategy for entrepreneurs is you have to start connecting with influential people. When you want something, you have to connect with other people who also want something. Because people, my mother used to tell me, birds of a feather flock together. So if you connect with influential people, they're probably connected with other influential people. Now you can get somewhere. But hanging out with a gang of losers, I'm sorry, is not going to get you anywhere but a bad experience. So connect with influential people. And believe me, you will begin to see your life change. You will begin to see your life soar. You will begin to see your goals achieved, your dreams happening right before your very eyes. Number three, the third empowerment strategy. And it's okay if you didn't get to write these down, because I'm going to put these in a book, and therefore people will be able to purchase it all over. Number three, make your requests known to others who can also help you and make your request known. So, for instance, Let's just say you're looking for a job. Let others know. Oh, yeah, I'm looking for a full-time job. Or if you're looking for part-time, I'm looking for a part-time job. Let other people know that you're looking for, because you don't know who knows who. And see, that's how Facebook, LinkedIn, and all those companies, that's what they thrive on. It's who knows, who knows, who knows, who knows. Before you know it, you may have a connection of 500,000 people because of all the people that people also know, and they know, and who they know, and who they know. But you have to let these people know what you want. Like for me, I'm letting people know that I'm an author. I wasn't doing that before. Okay? I'm letting people know I'm a speaker, I'm an author, I'm a trainer. How will they know if I don't tell them? Okay, so sometimes it's like, you know, Christians, we say, oh, we don't have to tell people we're Christians, they should be able to see it. Okay, that's fine for Christianity, but it doesn't work for your career. People can't just look at you and tell that you are a doctor, a lawyer, a speaker, a teacher, a mother, you know, a bookstore owner, you own a dry cleaners, you own a shoe store, you know, a grocery store, a restaurant. People can't just look at you and tell that, unless, of course, you have on a shirt with a big sign. Other than that, you have to let people know what you do. You do daycare, and let everyone know. And see, that takes, there's another one of the empowerment strategies that will take care of that feeling that comes up that makes us ashamed to let people know. Number four, start small and build up and out. Okay, so many people, they want to have these wonderful things and great businesses and great careers and what have you, wonderful ministries, and their only problem in getting going is that they're not willing to, they don't know how to start small. They don't know that they need to start small. Okay, say for instance you want to start a school with youth. It could be youth, it could be women, it could be boys, it could be men, it could be a tap dance school, it could be any kind of school. Start with that one person. You know, when I look at people's ministries like Bishop T.D. Jakes, you know, he started in his kitchen with just like a few people around the table. I mean, even right here in New Jersey, you look at people like, you know, Pastor Powell and Agape. I mean, I was at his church when he used to be in the basement of a school. Okay, and I walked with them a half a mile to the facility where he is now, where they were just breaking the ground, just digging a shovel in the dirt. I stood out there with the members of his church and the mayor of that city, Rahway, you know, Roselle, rather. And, no, Rahway, well, you know where the church is. Some of you know, those of you. Well, those of you, you don't have to be in town and know where it is. I get those two cities mixed up. Rahway, Roselle. I think it's Rahway. And, you know, so you can start small. And from what I hear, he started in his garage. And look at where he's at today. So, be willing to start small. However, just because, see, here's what people miss. And I'm going to give you the secret to starting small. Just because you start small doesn't mean you want to stay small. See, some people think that. But if I start small, I'll always be small. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. So, start small, build up, and build out. Number five, we're already on number five. Spend time in prayer and meditation. You know, God is our greatest source, resource, power, everything that we have. We owe it to Him. Everything that we do, we cannot do it effectively without His favor. We need the favor of God, the blessings of God. We need the miracles of God. So we need to, in order to really experience that type of relationship, we have to spend time in prayer and meditation. Also, in order to be successful in what we do in our personal lives, in our personal entrepreneurship, as well as our physical buildings or businesses, we need to have God's direction. We need to have Him telling us what to do, how to do it, and the only way to do that is to spend time in prayer and meditation. We must listen to Him, be able to hear Him. We must be able to run things by Him, to have discussion with God, and we can do this through our prayer time and our time of meditation, seeking the Lord, seeking His counsel, seeking His direction, reading the Word, studying the Word. Number six, the six empowerment strategies for entrepreneurs, of the 21 empowerment strategies, six, work out according to a plan. Get a routine workout. I don't care, again, don't be afraid to start small. You may start with one day a week. You may end up with 5 days a week. Start somewhere, but do have a workout plan. You need exercise. Your brain needs it. Your liver needs it. Your kidney needs it. The other organs in your body, your heart needs it. Your brain needs it. Our limbs need it. We need a routine workout according to a plan that fits our life and our schedule. Everyone's different. Everyone is different. There are no two people that are exactly alike. As I heard Pastor McDuffie say the other day, or one of the pastors on the call, not even twins are exactly alike. And that Tia and Tamara, if you ever watch their TV show, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. There's different as night and day. Now, number eight, partner with others. That's an empowerment strategy, because guess what? You don't know it all. You may know a lot, but you don't know everything. You may know most things, but there are some things that you do not know. Therefore, having a partner can help you, and you can partner with as many others as possible. So that was number eight, the eight empowerment strategies of the 21 empowerment strategies for entrepreneurs by Coach Lalisa. Number eight, partner with others. Number nine, work with a business coach. Okay, a lot of people, they don't know much about coaching. They're not sure what coaching is. When they hear the word coach, they think of a purse, a pocketbook. Maybe they think of a football team or a basketball team or a track team or Olympics, gymnastics coach. They think about something that you ride in with horse and buggies. You know, I'm going to get a coach. All right? But I'm talking about a business coach, a life coach. This is a person who will guide you toward reaching your goals and your dreams in life. That's what we do. I'm a coach, so if you want to work with me, you're welcome to do that. There are other coaches out there. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be teaching a class in September, in the fall, at Essex County College on coaching, what it is, where it came from, what it can do for your life. I'm very excited about that, but I also do that same training through my company, Performance Strategies Unlimited. So you can go to the website and find out more. Number 10 in the 21 empowerment strategies for entrepreneurs. So I've already gone past, I didn't quite get to halfway there yet, did I? Oh, almost there. 10, assess your strengths and weaknesses. Know what you're strong at. Know the areas that you're really good at. It could be communications. It could be problem solving. Maybe you're really good at teamwork. Maybe you're really good at numbers. Maybe you're really good at analyzing things. You may be good at planning. Know what your strengths are, but also know your weaknesses. And the reason what we do, the reason you want to know your weaknesses, because if you can, you don't want to get stuck doing work or get stuck on a project where you're required to perform, and the thing that they want you to perform requires you to use your weakness. Now, it's one thing if you want to go somewhere and build up your weakness, fine, but that could take a long time depending on where you are in your weakness and where you want to be with it. But typically, we say, play up your strengths and downplay your weaknesses. Don't let somebody put you in a job that you're required to perform and you're going to be rated on your own performance. But it's the very thing that's your weakness. You're going to have a poor performance. It's not going to go well for you. And the people are going to think, oh, you're lousy. Whereas if you work in the area of your strength, you're going to do well, you're going to soar, you're going to do an awesome job, you're going to have high levels of productivity, and your performance ratings will be high, and you will get a lot of, success accolades, and people will think, ah, he's a great success, she's a great success. Why? Because the thing you were doing was your strength. And you had passion, therefore you put your heart in and you do it well. You know, even the scriptures tell us, whatever you find your right hand doing, do it with all your might. So, no, but you got to, in order to play up to your strengths and find jobs and careers and projects that are based on your strengths, you got to first know your strengths. So that's something else you can do with a coach or myself. I have a program that will allow you to find out what your strengths are. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be doing one such of those workshops coming up very soon for our church. It's called True Colors. So make sure you get in touch with me about that if you want to know what yours are. Number 11 in 21 Empowerment Strategies for Entrepreneurs is train and develop your team. Now, if you have a company, your team members, you know who they are. They're all the staff that work in your company. If you have one of those network marketing companies like Avon or, you know, prepaid legal type companies, Primerica, any of those companies, you also have a team because those companies, you know, you build part of those companies is the fact that you build a team because you want to help other people also, you know, make money, become successful. Then you also need to empower them. And so you need to train and develop them. That's how you empower some people. In the United States, you know, every country has maybe a different way of empowering people for different reasons. But in the United States, empowerment means that you're giving people knowledge that they can use to find out who they are and change their own situations. So whether that be relationships, their careers, their health, their finances, they can change their own situations. When you become empowered, you'll be able to do that. All right? So by developing and training your people, you're training them so that they can become a success in their own life, in their own business. 21 Empowerment Strategies for Entrepreneurs is what we've been talking about here. I think I'm going to have to stop here because it's almost 7:30 and I still have several more of them to go, and we don't have that much more time on this show. So we did get up to number 11 of the 21 empowerment strategies for entrepreneurs. And I'm going to have to definitely come back and finish those. But now we just have a few minutes left. And I wanted to know if you had any comments or questions. If you hit your number one key, if you hit your number one key on your phone, then I will know that you are in the host queue, and I will open up your phone line and give you an opportunity to share right here on live radio, Blog Talk Radio, on All About Entrepreneurs. You share your comment or your question, and we can go from there. If there are no comments or no questions, that's fine, but don't worry. I won't open your phone line without you letting me know you're ready. Because I do know people sometimes are at work and on their way to work and other reasons they can't open up their phone. They can't be on the line. So if there are no comments, there are no questions, we'll play our commercial and then we'll end the show. It was nice having you with us today. Glad you could join us. And now we'll go to a commercial, and then we'll go to the end of the show. But we thank you for tuning in.
Hi. Are you a woman that's a leader and also an entrepreneur and looking for a group of like-minded, empowered individuals that you can connect with? Well, I want to tell you about Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, WLEIA, recently launched its new membership organization. As a member, you will have the opportunity to connect with other leaders and individuals who can help you in your development, help you as you grow your business, your life, and those around you. Trial membership is being offered right now at the very low rate of just $20. As a $20 member, you will get self-directed coaching, online group coaching. You will be able to be listed in our WLEIA directory, get a free online leadership assessment, and many, many other benefits. Well, here at WLEIA, we believe that membership has its privileges. So go on over to the website, check it out, and we hope that you join with our membership today. Go to http://wleiaassociation.wildapricot.org. You can always contact us on Facebook at Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, where we hope that you join with us as we help you get to the top of your game. We want to see you on top. That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on the show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.